This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift coming back. I have the reaction video out that was put out last night on the 92.9 The Game socials of the announcement that Ronald Acuña is back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, your head looks bigger on the video than it does in person.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not. I don't know. Would I rather it look bigger? I guess I'd rather it look bigger on the video than in person.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably just the angle.
Yeah, I do have a big head. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this hat I'm wearing is made by a company called Mammoth Headwear. Yeah.
Really?
Shout out. You know, it's just, look, at some point, I'm going to fight for equality for the big man in this world. Hats, I'll start with hats.
The guy, one of our iRacing buddies, he's Mike's buddy. I've met him through iRacing. He's become a guy that goes to NASCAR races with us. That's who Mike's going on the trip with.
Yeah.
This weekend, yeah.
And he's already up there in Charlotte. And so he's going to the different race teams.
Yeah, the headquarters.
Facilities.
Yeah.
And he went to Penske. My favorite driver is Ryan Blaney.
Mm-hmm.
He drives for Penske. So he goes to Penske. And I said, Doug, when you go to that gift shop, you know, send me some pictures and stuff. So I didn't tell Doug.
Swag.
I didn't tell Doug what I wanted or anything. Doug just sent a pictures of a bunch of hats.
Mm-hmm.
And goes, which one do you want? I didn't tell him I wanted a hat, but he knows I'm a hat guy. So I answered. Then Mike goes, hey, any big boy hats?
You got a big man hats in there?
And Doug wrote back the ha.
Nah, son. That's what he said. Nah, son. Unfortunate, man.
So I told you that so you think this guy has a special orders hats. In fact, I gave him that glue for the patches and stuff.
Put my patch on.
Yeah.
So that I can actually wear hats that have labels on them.
Yes.
It's a 7 7/8 hat. So if any of you guys out there wear fitteds, that's where I'm at. Just somewhere between 7 7/8 and an 8, which they used to, you know, it used to be kind of in vogue to wear oversized hats.
Right.
You go to lids and they were just like people wanted to wear them that were too big for their dome.
Yeah,
right.
I love that era because that's what size I actually wear.
Now that's donezo.
Yeah. Now it's done. Now that's kind of not in vogue anymore. But, anyways,
it is weird how everything goes from tight to loose, back to tight, then loose again.
Like jeans, the mom jeans versus skinny jeans. Yeah. It's going back. I just got on board with like loose jeans and now they're saying skinny jeans are in again.
No way. I don't know.
They were just out.
Yeah.
I was just
wrapping my mind around that.
I know, but they're back in again.
I need you to text my wife and tell her because now I'm all about that. You know what I mean? She's wearing the JNCOs, you know? Like, let's get out of that phase. Nonetheless, we do need to dive into this college football playoff seeding conversation. We've been talking about it all day. The College Football Playoff Committee and everybody else involved has agreed to redo the seeding to where now the top four ranked teams will be the top four ranked in the playoff bracket. Doesn't have to have a conference championship attached to it. The conference champions do have the automatic bids, however, but they will just be seeded differently than they were last season. If you guys remember, it was like, you know, who's going to win the SEC? How will that team be seeded? Do they have a home game? We went through this with Georgia the entire time, Texas, everything else. Let's move past that now, because one of the stories that's kind of coming out, and Ross Dellinger does a nice job highlighting this for Yahoo Sports, is the postseason picture in general. And obviously last year when we got down to it, we were talking about the 12th team or the 11th or whatever it was, depending on who else was 12. And it was like South Carolina, Ole Miss, Alabama, Tennessee, all these teams have a right to have this conversation of being one of the last SEC teams in. Well, one of the conversations that has come up recently between the SEC, the Big Ten, and everybody else involved, all the stakeholders, is actually having two playoff games along with the SEC championship to decide who gets those automatic spots. Now, this comes into the conversation if, in fact, you go to what is called a 4-4-2-2-1 model when it comes to college football playoff, meaning the SEC gets four automatic bids, the Big Ten gets four automatic bids, the Big 12 gets two, ACC two, and then the one at large that could also be Notre Dame as well. So if you go to the 4-4-2-2-1 model, it looks like the SEC will have the conversation where you have the conference championship and those two teams will go to the playoff, but then you also have a playoff game that weekend between the number 3 and 6 teams in the SEC and the number 4 and 5 teams in the SEC, and the winner of those two games would also get bids to the college football playoff. Hey, boy,
four,
I'm dizzy four, just talking about this.
4-4-2-2-1. Isn't that 13 teams?
Yes, but this would be because of the 16 team playoff, I believe.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Just blanket statement. I don't like it.
First off, I don't need 16 teams. Okay,
it's a lot.
Don't need 16 teams.
We're adding a lot of games.
I'm not sure that I need two teams from the ACC or the Big 12 every year.
Right.
Not based on what they've been the last few years.
Sure.
Not sure I need four teams from the Big 10, to be honest with you, or the SEC at times. Yeah. Again, Alabama. How many teams got in from the SEC last year? It was Tennessee. It was Georgia. It was Texas. That was it, right?
I think that was it.
Okay. Did I need 3-loss Mississippi, 3-loss Alabama, or even 3-loss South Carolina?
No.
No. So we all agree that those teams had egregious losses on their schedule at some point. Why do I need – It's too much. You get just too many games, and I don't need all these schools in that don't deserve to be there.
Let me take it from here, though, and let you just meet me in the middle, because I'm going to ask you this question. We both agree that I don't think it's necessary. Doesn't need to happen. I don't need 16. I don't need these two extra playoff games to decide who gets in the 16. But will you agree with me on this? This is going to happen, dude.
You know,
like,
what?
This is going to happen, because what did you say that Pat Forty brought up to us yesterday? Who's in control of college football? The TV networks having a couple extra playoff games from SEC fan bases. It's going to happen.
Hear me out, though. Let's talk about this. From September to January 20th, I think the title game was last year, you had must-see TV every time college football was on, and they still lost to the NFL. When they went head to head on those playoff weekends. But the best part, I will give it credit, the best part about the 12 team playoff last year was we did get to argue. I mean, we're going to do it anyways, but we got to argue a little bit longer about and you know, the games that sometimes were like, well, they're out, they've got two losses already. They actually did matter, right? There were two lost teams that were like, hey, if they lose a third time, now they're out.
Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Okay, so I get that. But
Georgia was one of those teams, by the way.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yes. So my thing is like, but at what point does that go away where we do two, we expand too much and now the regular season doesn't have it. I can miss that game. I don't, that game's, because I know that because their name is Georgia, they can lose three games and get in.
Here's what I will say, and to answer in response to that, as long as we're doing away with, and we're going to nine conference games, and we're doing away with the crappy homecoming games, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Do away with UMass and UT Chattanooga. No offense to those teams. Do away with those squads.
Okay, well, then you're probably
knock it down to a 10 or 11 game regular season, and then add. Yeah, okay, sign me up 100%.
You're probably gonna, and guess what? You're probably going to do away with some of those programs then. Because some of those programs.
That's an unfortunate thing, yes.
Well, it's unfortunate for the kids that go there to get the further their education who might not have the opportunity to further their education.
Can I meet with you back on that, though? Sure. When you talk about 130 teams with people on scholarship at some of these bigger universities, those kids are going to get the opportunities other places.
No,
you're going from 85 scholarships now to what's probably going to be 130.
I don't think you are.
Or whatever.
I don't know how that's a sustainable model because of what you're having to pay. Rusty just sent us an article about Oklahoma is about to cut 5% of their staff, their athletic department staff.
Yeah.
Which means, guess what? Pretty soon, you're going to be track and field. Hey, it's great, but we don't win and it doesn't make any money. And our football program's got to pay for an extra 20 players. So, appreciate you. We have basically said in this country, and I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go any further than this statement. We've basically said that Title IX no longer matters in this country with comes at college athletics because you're about to do away with Title IX sports because of the fact that football is no longer going to be able to fund them because they've got to fund football now. And that's the reality of what paying – and I'm all for some of these kids getting paid, but that's the reality of the situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
If you're like me and you're a meat man, I am the meat man. You're like junior meat man.
I'm not even going to give that a pause.
I am the
anymore.
Big meat man. You'll be using Baron Burton's W sauce, Fireshire, on your meat this weekend. Maybe you have a little everyday hot sauce. 5-ounce bottles out, now, by the way, now.
Ding.
Can I just let you know? I use the everyday hot sauce on Tuesday, 10 out of 10. Actually, 11 out of 10.
See?
Wow.
Dylan Matthews approved. You can go to WSauce.com, use the code SQUID, S-Q-U-I-D, for 15% off. Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager is the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. So, my neighbor, one of my really good friends, Bristow, first name Mike, last name Bristow, got a hole-in-one last night. Probably.
He had a hole-in-one last night.
Probably.
Wow.
Probably, there's no probably about it. I would say it's the hardest hole in one to get on our course because it
is yardage.
Well, it was set at 190. Well, 180 to 190 last night. And there's
a little stick.
It's one of those holes where it is uphill, but you don't actually understand how uphill it is, and it's a longer par three than you actually realize. It looks like an easier hole than it is until you hit the ball and you go, "Damn, that's longer than I thought it was," which happens to most everybody. Here's my problem. To me, a hole in one is there's some luck. There's a lot of luck, but there's also skill, right? You got to get the yardage right.
I was going to say it's more skill than luck. Yes,
you got to. We've debated it. I think it's probably a 60-40 skill to luck, and you got to be online. And then, okay, well, we can debate that another time.
Okay.
The problem I have is when you get a hole in one, you now have to buy drinks for the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, essentially, you have to walk in and say, I got a hole-in-one, 500 is my limit, or 250, or whatever you want to put. I'd say 250. I think he said 500 last night. His pocket's a little bit deeper than mine, I guess. So, I just think that is the biggest scam in sports. I hate that tradition. In fact, if I get a hole-in-one, I should get drinks free for like a month or a week or something.
It's almost like people are taking advantage of your elation, given the circumstance. It's like, man, he's in a really good mood. Just make him pay for our drinks.
I think if they're taking advantage of they're making your accomplishment about them. Because you know what I did? I text Amy, hey, can we do bath time back like 30 minutes? I was like, Bristow got a hole in one. I got to go in the clubhouse.
But you partook then. You hate it, but you... You put drinks on his tap.
You know why?
You are such a hypocrite.
You know why?
Dude.
You know why? You know why? You know why? Because I know if I'm lucky enough one day to do that, that everyone will take advantage of me. So I'm gonna get while the getting's good, son.
You got on your soapbox and then at the end admitted that you were part of the problem.
But he knew the tradition wasn't gonna change just with him standing on a soapbox last night.
Does Bo know that? I'm not sure Bo knows that.
Oh, I know that.
Bo thinks he's changing the world right now.
So you know what I did? You know what I did? Me and my buddy Art, we rolled in there and I said, "Hey man, what do you want to drink?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "What should we get?" He's like, Maybe bourbon? A little whiskey? I said, yeah. Hey, our waitress, Olivia, what's the most expensive you got on the...
Dude,
and no.
She's you like, are such a hypocrite, okay. Man.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on. Hard stop. Because here's the deal. She gave us a menu. It's called Jefferson's Ocean. It was $22 a glass. So that's what we got. I know. I don't know.
That's the most expensive they had. It's $22 a glass.
Yeah, I mean...
Louis the 13th back there? No?
I mean, man. It's Woodstock. But here's the deal. It was going to happen no matter what. He set the tab at a certain price. Right. He said 500.
He just wanted to make sure you got yours.
So I was like, I'm going to get mine. And you guess what? I'm going to take away from some of these people that don't really know him. I mean, you're not going to. Me and Art place, we put we put about $50 on it.
Just wow.
Because we're like, hey, that's $450 less dollars that some rando can't get off his tab. So I did him a favor, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Allie, fair or foul, this man is a hypocrite.
No, Allie nailed
it. You weaved back and forth. You were right, then you're wrong, and just then you went too far.
Let me tell you something. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Hey, man, we hope you guys have such a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back at you on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. to cover all the craziness that was Ronald Acuna's return and everything else going on with these Atlanta Falcons and in the city of Atlanta. But you guys have a safe weekend. Get that grill fired up, hit the water. Till Tuesday morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's
translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.